Conversations with Joan Lewis.
Joan, welcome back for another programme.
Another week, and how the days fly by since the last time we sat down and discussed all the top stories in the Vatican. And this week's rather interesting. There's some big stories, obviously, the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, and the Holy Father's Angelus, a number of talks were dedicated to the Day of Refugees and Migrants. But then there have been a lot of interesting little stories. I suppose I can't call it little, of a story that involves the Cardinal Secretary of State. But for example, Cardinal Bertone, the Secretary of State, went to visit the nativity scene of the street sweepers of Rome. And the company, of course, that they work for, the waste management company, if you will, is called, the initials are AMA, A-M-A. And normally, the popes have always gone to this. Pope Benedict went last year. John Paul went for like 22 or 23 years. And so the Secretary of State went to visit this. And I thought his remarks were very, very interesting, because if you look at the season past, there are so many efforts to stifle and hush and wipe out, whatever verb you want to use, things that pertain to Christianity. Christianity itself, I mean, there's a minority out there, mind you, who are just trying to wipe any Christian ideas off the face of the earth, including at Christmas time, something like the nativity scene. And the Cardinal was saying that, you know, a nativity scene anywhere, not just the one he was visiting, he said it's a work of art and it promotes fraternity and friendship. And he commented on the recent controversies about the presence of religious symbols in public places. And he said no one should fear the nativity scene, precisely because it is a sign of fraternity and friendship that harms no one. And he said this year there were many, so obviously this kind of thing reaches the Vatican. He said there were many who feared the nativity scenes and did not want them in schools, cities, or public places. And he said nativity scenes basically are a reminder for those who believe and even those who do not believe, and it's an invitation to a positive relation with God.
Well, not only that, at its absolutely basic fundamental, the nativity scene is a mother and a baby.
It's a mother and a baby, but it's also a historical fact. It's the recreation of an historical fact, just as you might have a work of art. It can be a sculpture, it can be a painting that would depict a battle scene, a real battle that took place. This was a work of art, it's a mother and a child, and it's a mother and a child of 2,000 years ago, with history, obviously, to back us up. So depicting something historical in this context, yes, religious, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whether or not everybody recognizes he's the Son of God. But still, this was this historical birth, and this is merely a depiction of it. Anybody who's thinking of coming to Rome, or if you're listening to us and you're in Rome and haven't yet been to St. Peter's Square, the nativity scene there, which is quite extraordinary, the biggest ever built there,
And it's very beautiful.
It's very, very beautiful. New figures, new statues this year. It's kind of a wonderful story. This depicts a village in Palestine exactly 2,000 years ago. The homes made out of stone. It's like you're going back to where Jesus did live, and certainly where he was born, and all in miniature.
So many cribs in Rome are available until the 2nd of February.
That's it, the Feast of the Presentation. And that's when the one in St. Peter's, that will be the last day for that, and the Christmas tree in St. Peter's Square. So hurry up and go if you have not all been there. Now, I think the other highlight of the week, we haven't mentioned the Holy Father yet, but he dedicated the Wednesday audience to the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which, of course, always begins on January 18th and always ends on January 25th. And it is 8 days. It used to be called Octave for eight, and it was changed to the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity.
And there are lots of different events arranged for this week.
All over the world, but mainly, as the Pope pointed out, and I found this out in research too, this is in the Northern Hemisphere. These particular dates were set aside, I think it was in 1908, by a Father Paul Watson, who is the founder of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement and a pioneer in the cause for Christian unity. He proposed those specific dates in 1908 as they cover the days between the feast of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. Now, in the Northern Hemisphere, that's when this is celebrated. And as you said, many, many churches, Christian communities are celebrating this. The Holy Father himself will close the week with Vespers on the January 25th feast of the conversion of St. Paul at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, for anybody listening to us there, you probably already know that this week is celebrated at a date chosen by a local church. And it is usually around Pentecost. So that is also a symbolic date for the unity of the church. But amazingly enough, in looking and kind of studying for some background on this on the Vatican site, I see that we can go back as far as 1740 if we want to look at key dates in the unity movement. And that's when a Pentecostal movement with North American links had whose revivalist, if you will, message had prayers for and with all churches, so for unity. Mm. The 1740, this Pentecostal movement arose in Scotland. And if you just go 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, you have many, many highlights of this worldwide search among the Christian churches for unity. So the theme, by the way, this year, there is a theme every year, is he even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. And this year's prayers and services will focus on healing, not only healing of a body, healing of a soul, healing of this wound of disunity among the Christian churches. So... Mm-hmm.
That's
what we pray for.
Yes, we end up with praying that all may be one.
As the Lord wished, exactly.
Yes. So until next week, God bless.
See you then.
You've been listening to Joan Lewis. To find out more about Joan or to ask her a question, please visit our website at vaticanradio.org.